India and number 39, S market regulator on Friday halved position limits for certain stock futures, restricted short selling of index derivatives and raised margin rates for some shares in a bid to curb unquote, abnormally high unquote, volatility amid the coronavirus pandemic. The measures by the Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI, come after markets around the globe have plummeted over the past week as emptying hotels and airports and closure of malls and offices threatened to bring the world and number 39's economies to a grinding halt. The broader Nifty 50 index saw its best one-day gain in more than 6 months on Friday as policymakers across the world launched fresh efforts to stem the economic fallout of the pandemic, but the index ended the week more than 12% lower. India and number 39's volatility index shot up to levels last seen during the aftermath of the 2008 financial crisis, closing at 67.10 on Friday. In case open interest in a scrip exceeds 95% of its position limit, the derivative contract enters a ban period in which investors can only reduce their positions. So, a lower position limit would automatically push scrips with high open interest into a ban. About 10-12% of the stocks, mostly volatile ones, traded in the futures and options segment will be impacted by SEBI and number 39's measures, according to Jimmeet Modi, founder of Mumbai-based Samco Securities. SEBI restricted the extent of short selling of index derivatives by mutual funds, foreign portfolio investors and proprietary traders to their stock holdings. And quote, this is like allowing to use steps only to come up but you cannot go down, comma and quote, said Mumbai-based trader Sovit Monjani, adding that short selling was an and quote, essential part of markets and quote, and that the curbs by SEBI were and quote, unfair and quote. SEBI and stock exchanges were continuously monitoring market developments and would and quote, take any further suitable actions and quote, as required, the regulator said. The measures will come into effect from March 23 and continue for 1 month, SEBI said.